And you are listening to 89.1 WEMU. Welcome to this week's edition of Civic Matters. I'm David Fair, and this is our regular Monday get-together with the Executive Director of the Civ City Initiative, Mary Morgan. We take opportunity to discuss what's going on around Ann Arbor and Washtenaw County and your opportunities for civic engagement. And thanks for the time once again, Mary Morgan.
Good to talk to you, David Fair, and a lot going on this week.
There most certainly is, but before we look forward, I want to look a little back because it serves as a precursor. I don't know about you, but I've been extraordinarily encouraged by what we are seeing amongst high school students here and around the country. They're finding a voice and they're using it as a platform for positive change throughout the country. And on Saturday in Ann Arbor, there was what was called a die-in. Did you have opportunity to learn about that?
I didn't have a chance to go, but I've heard from several people who attended who said it was really moving. It was at Liberty Plaza downtown and organized by local youth. There was a roughly six-minute period of silence where everyone laid down on the ground. It was to honor that period of time when the shooting occurred in Parkland. And I, you know, I'm just so grateful to see this mobilization. It feels like a tipping point in our conversation about guns and violence in our country. So I'm really happy to see young people taking the lead on this.
Since the Parkland shooting, there's been at least 33 other shooting deaths across the country of young people, and they took time to note those names as well. And there was addresses by Ann Arbor Mayor Christopher Taylor and the superintendent of Ann Arbor Public Schools, Janice Swift, as well, who admitted that adults have failed these youngsters in keeping the schools safe, but promised to work and support these students moving forward to create an environment in which school is a safe haven. Now, this is just a precursor to what is coming up. There's going to be a student walkout across the nation on March 14th and then the March for Our Lives event on the 24th as well, and local school districts will be participating.
That's right. There's going to be marches in this area, and then I know that there are a lot of people who are actually going to D.C. For the march there on the 24th. So it'll be interesting to see whether, you know, ultimately, will this move policy and legislation? So I think that's the goal.
We will find out more as those events take place. Now, more immediately, Ann Arbor City is dealing with a glut of potholes, and it's not the only one anywhere in the state of Michigan. It's hard to drive just about anywhere. The city of Ann Arbor has now released its plans for fixing roadways through the course of the next several months. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, well, last week we talked about how you can report potholes, and this week this is the general list of maintenance projects. So they plan out their resurfacing and construction projects for the year. Really a long list of major roads like Jackson Avenue, South State's getting some work. There's a list on the city website that is worth checking out, just so you can know where to spot the orange cones a little bit in advance this summer.
Well, they call it orange cone season, but it's becoming a year-round event in the state of Michigan, isn't it?
I fear that's correct, and yet our roads still suck, so I'm not sure what that means, but...
That was quite well put. Thank you very much for that.
Thank you. I'm super articulate when talking about our roads.
Well, I think you hit the nerve. I think there's a lot of folks driving around right now that just raised their hand and joined in solidarity with you. Civic Matters continues on 89.1 WEMU. We're talking civic engagement opportunities with Mary Morgan of the Civ City Initiative in Ann Arbor. The Ann Arbor Police Department's going to welcome comment from the public today, as I understand it.
Yes, they're going through an accreditation process, and the people who are doing the accreditation are asking for input from the public from 1 to 3 p.m. today. You can call a number that's it's on the city's website at a2gov.org. I'm a little disappointed in the lead time. We just found out about this on Friday, and there was a public forum yesterday, so we didn't really get much time to promote that, but I hope that people will be able to call in and just give some feedback as part of this process and learn how to engage more with the Ann Arbor Police Department in general.
The more conversations to happen, the better we probably all are going to be. In addition to the Ann Arbor Police Department meeting with the public has an opportunity to go to or at least watch the Ann Arbor City Council meeting tonight. What's on the agenda there?
So it's a pretty light agenda tonight, but I would also note that there is a special meeting of the council prior to the regular meeting. So at 6 o'clock, they're going to be meeting simply for the purpose to talk about the city attorney's salary and compensation. I think he'll probably be getting a raise.
I would imagine so, right.
Well, we could talk for a while about that, but there are no details about what he might be getting. He currently earns $180,000. But there is a slot for an increase and also an increase, a one-time lump sum payment. So we'll be looking to see where that goes tonight.
Could notch over that $200,000 mark by the end of the night.
Would not surprise me.
Once again, you are listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Civic Matters with Mary Morgan. When people take a look at what's going on in the community and want to find ways to become more involved, there are a number of commissions in most municipalities and throughout the Washtenaw County that allows you to serve in a different way. And there are some volunteer spots available throughout Washtenaw County, right?
Yeah, you know, we try to highlight these regularly. There are three county advisory commissions that have vacancies. The deadline's March 9th, so this coming Friday. The Community Corrections Advisory Board is one. Also, the Local Emergency Planning Committee and the Emergency Medical Services Commission. So they're mostly focused on public safety this time. If those don't interest you, I'm sure there will be something else coming up soon, either with the county or the city or some other organization.
Seems like there's always spots available.
There always are. They're always looking for fresh blood, so hope people will consider that.
Well, one of the things that is the purpose of this little conversation that we have every week, Mary, is trying to strengthen local democracy, to get people more involved, and that is actually going to be the focus of a forum that you are going to be participating in later this week.
That's right. It's part of the Ann Arbor Sustainable Ann Arbor Forums that the city puts on. They asked me to organize it, so I've brought together a group of people I'm really excited about, including WEMU's Patrick Campion.
Our program director,
right. One of the panelists.
Who else is going to be on board?
We have Lynn Song, who is vice president of the Ann Arbor District Library Board. I think they have an important role to play in our civic life. Also, Ashley Blake, who works with Avalon Housing that provide supportive services and low-income housing in our community. And Neil Hajra, CEO of the Ann Arbor Area Community Foundation. So I think it'll be a really interesting conversation. I hope that we come out of it with some concrete ideas and commitments to, do some creative things in that area.
This is an event that's going to take place March 8th at 7 p.m. at the Ann Arbor Downtown Library Branch. And you talk about coming out of it with some renewed hope and vigor and commitment. What, as moderator, are you going to try and lead the public through in your conversations?
I'm going to try and get people to focus on what they think it means to be a healthy community in terms of a sustainable civic life and what holes are we have in reaching that vision. What barriers do we have in achieving that? And as you know, one of the things I talk about frequently is information and what does it take to be an informed citizen or resident. And I hope that our discussion includes some of that, looking at what we can do as a community to improve our information, the information we get about local government and other things that affect us and affect our democracy.
Sounds like it's going to be a fascinating conversation, and what an interesting list of panelists as well. So once again, you are invited to attend. It's going to take place March 8th at 7 p.m. at the Ann Arbor Downtown Library Branch. Mary Morgan, always great to talk with you. I will look forward to our next visit next week.
Likewise. Have a good week.
That is Mary Morgan, the executive director of the Civ City Initiative in Ann Arbor. Mary is our guest every Monday for Civic Matters. To find out more about the work that Mary is doing and to sign up for the Civ City weekly newsletter, go to civcity.org. You can find out more about all of the topics that we've discussed today by visiting our website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.